Hi, I'm Bruce Robinson, talking once again with Susan Swartz, who is in Denver, Colorado, for the Democratic Convention. Susan, today's highlight for you, I understand, was the Women's Political Caucus.
Oh, Bruce, it was great fun. It was actually held in the Denver Convention Center, which is different from the Pepsi Center, where the real convention is being held. Anyhow, there were many women there. Michelle Obama was expected, didn't show. Hillary Clinton was expected, didn't show. But about 2,000 other women did show and listened to all kinds of congresswomen and a couple of celebrity women and a couple of movers and shakers in the Democratic Party who talked about, well, first of all, today is Women's Suffrage Day. And of course, they were making a lot of the fact that less than a century ago, we didn't even have the vote. This is the 88th anniversary of women winning the vote. I understand that Hillary Clinton will be in white tonight because that was the color that the women suffragists wore. Nancy Pelosi's been walking around today in white as well. They gave all the women purple and green tambourines to shake in lieu of the applause. And so the place was pretty raucous and a lot of fun. We stood in line for a long time to get in because this was one of the things that the public was able to get into, but you had to go through a lot of security, of course. And I sat next to a woman whose boss had agreed that she should take the day off to go to the caucus here. And when she got in line, they told her that she didn't have the right credentials. And she said, I heard Michelle Obama speak last night, and I'm not going to take no for an answer. I'm going to stand here until you let me in. And they let her in. So women are feeling pretty empowered in Denver these days, and it's quite a nice mix to be in. Eva Longoria was there. She said that she was representing all the desperate housewives in the room, and there were a couple of positions there. I think one of the best lines that came out of today's Women's Political Caucus meeting came from Cecile Richards. Cecile Richards is president of Planned Parenthood. She is also the daughter of the former governor, Ann Richards, which we all remember for having quite a opinionated and clever mouth on her. Cecile Richards said that if her mother were around, she would say that women voting for John McCain would be like the chickens voting for Colonel Sanders. So it's been pretty fun here.
Beyond the celebratory aspects of it, did they delve into serious policy stuff too?
Oh, absolutely. They talked a whole lot about national health care and how that's necessary and credited Hillary Clinton for being the one to get things moving on that, and that when and if, and of course they expect that this will happen, Obama's administration is able to get some kind of universal health care installed, that it will be a credit to Hillary Clinton. They talked a lot about war being a woman's issue. They talked a whole lot about the gag rule that the current administration administers around the world, which disallows women who are getting any kind of funding from the United States to have any counseling on birth control or family planning that might even mention the word abortion in it. So there was quite a lot of serious talk, but it was highly celebratory. And still, the Hillary women are there. There was a rally today that had maybe 200 people, mostly wearing orange T-shirts. And then at one of the parks tonight, there's a big Hillary Clinton rally where I believe they're going to have a large screen so that people can watch her speech and sit in the grass and, I don't know, drink wine coolers. It's very hot here.
Out in the streets, I understand there have been some more protest actions today. Is it any different than the protests you saw before the convention actually got underway?
It's really hard to tell one protest from the other. Somebody said, oh my gosh, there's a couple of people walking down the streets claiming that cocaine is a civil right. And then there's people on the other side doing a whole lot of anti-choice work. Apparently there's only been 4 arrests, which is amazing because every place you see, every corner you turn, there are police. And you get the feeling that the protesters are loving being out in the street for any and all causes. And the police seem to be loving being out in the street. And you wonder if they can keep up the harmony for 4 days, or if the heat will get to them, or they'll just decide that they have to do something to prove that we're both there. It doesn't feel ominous to me, but it could happen.
In the moment we have left, your quick response to the speech last night by Michelle Obama.
Oh, I thought it was absolutely wonderful. I think she's glib and brilliant and confident and really is the kind of partner you want for any leader. She's just such a marvelous example and should obviously make a great first lady. But she also is a great example for women of all ages, and she's a professional and she's a great family woman, and she looks pretty hot too.
Well, you said you're all hot there.
I know. Different kind of hot.
All right. Well, Susan, thanks very much for the update, and we look forward to talking with you once again tomorrow.
Okay, Bruce. Thanks a lot.